Bitty von, bitty von, bitty von, bon, 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 bon.
This month's topic is marital sex and the family.
Louder.
And the family.
The first part.
Marital sex. Sex. Just hold it down, okay? It's not actually necessary that any of you officers be present. Only the enlisted personnel are required to attend.
Why should they know more than we do?
Yeah, I got a date tonight. I want to learn as much as I can.
Let's just can the jokes. I'd like to get right down to the sex. I mean, the talk about the, what I'm supposed to talk about. Radar, would you uncover the charts? Thank you. Thank you. Good luck, sir. All right. We start here. We've got your man and your woman.
Which is which?
The one with the big hips is the man.
The union of figure A, man, and figure B, woman is the most sublime expression of romantic love. However, only in the institution of marriage is it recommended that this expression take place.
Sir, mm-hmm. What happens in the event that figure A is attracted to figure B and wants to get married, but figure A is already married to, say, figure C, and figure B is engaged to figure D? But figure A can't keep his hands off of figure B because she's got such a great figure.
Uh-huh. Well, according to the Army, he's got to forget her.
That figures.
Okay, moving right along now, we come to the matter of family reproduction. How it really happens. How it all really happens is one of nature's really cute things, really. Now, first of all, it is necessary that these charts, that these two married charts, it is necessary that they, that they,
They what, sir?
That they, dismissed. Being as how we've got so much spare time on our hands lately, I thought I'd deliver the required commanding officer's monthly orientation lecture this morning rather than wait for another time, which, while we have it, why not use it, huh? So, if you guys are ready, why, we'll start with today's subject.
Which is what?
I'm going to answer questions later, McIntyre.
Can you give us the subject first, just in case we can't tell what it is from your talk?
Could you quiet up? No, seriously, guys, this is a not an easy lecture to give, and I'd appreciate the fullest of your total attention on this. Radar. Okay, let's simmer down. Radar, do you want to... Well, here are our old friends. Figure A and figure B. Man, woman, mom, dad, boy, girl.
Maggie and Jake.
Now, whether a person be an A or a B, he or she is blessed with human body, you know, can, whether she be A or he be B, can find itself with a certain kind of medical trouble.
What kind of trouble is that?
I'll come to that later.
I mean, I'd be awake then.
Now, guys, some of you are going back home to your wives. Some of you are going back to your sweethearts. And some, for all I know, are going back to both.
I've heard this guy. He's great.
Irregardless of what you've got waiting, I mean, you owe it to that waitee to return home with a clean mind and a clean body. Because, like I like to say, clean is as clean does, and clean does as clean thinks.
Figure A just fell asleep.
McIntyre, we can do without the levity.
May you stop leviting?
Difficult, you ask? Of course. Well, I can understand that question, having just asked it myself. It is difficult, man. I mean, really, it's Saturday night. You got a 24-hour pass. You're 20,000 miles from home.
You can't make it. I tried.
Walk into a bar and it's full of B-girls. Now, you guys know what I'm talking about, men. Resist. You know what I mean? Use your heads. Use your common sense. Come on now, quit giggling, guys. You've got to fight temptation. I mean, now look. Okay. Whatever you do, don't run the risk of catching today's subject. Are there any questions at all? Radar?
Sir, I just have one question.
What is it?
Do you suppose that someday you could give us a talk on VD?
Well, what time is it now? 1300 hours? Now that's afternoon, isn't it, sir? I mean, isn't it 12 up until it gets to be noon, and then you start all that 100-hour stuff? I wish the Army would tell time like everybody else.